Simen Reish Mem Hey. Before we start Sivov, I'd like to correct myself. Pshat on Reish Mem Hey Sif Hey. Let's just start in the middle of the Sif. I had said wrong. Pshat. Tanu Shalakha Yisrael Mashkin Meyeni Yehudi. Yid took a tano from a goy as a mashkin for a chayiv. V'kibel olav ha'ini Yehudi shema sheyal eschar ha'tano yitain liyisol beribis mo'isov. So the tano theoretically belonged to the goy. The tano was security for the chayiv, and the goy was mekabel on himself that all the revochim he will make when he uses this tano will go to the yid. That was the tanai. V'kibul olav ha'ini yudi shema sheyale schar ha'tano, whatever revochim he will make from the tano, yitain li Yisrael beribis moisov. So this will be ribis, this will be interest for the halva. Mutter litel schar Shabbos. So there are two diyunim over here. There's one diyun, one shaila. He's getting paid for the use of the tano, and the goy is working for him. The goy is working. That means the revochim that the goy makes is going to go to the yid. So he says there is no problem whatsoever. Muta litel schar Shabbos lefi shehu birshus ha'ini Yehudi. That means since the tano belongs to the goy, so lemaise he's not getting schar Shabbos. Schar Shabbos would be only if the tano would belong to the yid and he's paying him the revochim for the usage of the yid's tano. But since the tano belongs to the goy, so it's not called schar Shabbos. That's the first thing. V'ein liyisrael chelek boy, he only has a shibud on it, but it belongs to the goy. V'gam ein liyisrael oimer loy lasek b'shabbos. The yid did not tell him to work for him Shabbos. V'ein yehudi ki katarach benam she katarach lekayim tonoy. That means he made up this agreement. This was the goy's agreement that ribis, for the ribis of the chayiv, he will give the yid the profits he makes by using the tano. So he is working to pay up the ribis that he was mechayiv himself for the yid. So it's not called he's working for the yid, and there's no problem. That's pshat in the mechaber. Now let us go to Sif Vov. Im ofu einam Yehudim b'tanuroi shel Yisrael b'Shabbos al kochoi. Now here we are speaking about that a yid possesses a tano, and goyim bake in this tano each day, and they pay him. Shabbos, the goyim come and they want to bake in this tano. So the yid tells them, "I'm sorry, I'm closed for business Shabbos." But they said, "We're sorry, we won't listen to you. We need bread for Shabbos." So Bal Kolchoi Shel Yisrael, they baked in his tano. So they used his tano Shabbos. V'nos nuloi, but the shtikel menschlich. So they said, "Listen, we baked in your tano, so we owe you a payment for baking in your tano." V'nos nuloi pas bischar hatano. So the baking was done shaloi mirtzainoi, but now al koponim they want to pay him for the usage of the tano, so they give him pas bischar hatano. Also lehonais mimenu. So he's not allowed to derive any benefit from this pass. And the chiddush of the mechaber is that schar Shabbos is not only when I agreed that I should get paid. Here he disagreed to the whole Isaac. He said, don't use my tana. And they used it bal kochoi, afal piken. If they are now paying him for the usage, and this is schar Shabbos, because lemais it is being given to him as a payment for the usage of his tana in Shabbos. So this is schar Shabbos, which is also lehones mimenu, and here they bring down the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, sha'osa lehones mischar ze la'olam. This schar is also bahano la'olam, bein hu bein acherim. This is also bahano. Schar Shabbos is also bahano. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. In Ofu Einam Yehudi, Ayin Bebach, Soif Simin Reish Mem Gimel, Shekosav Da'ayri, Dli Ofu Boirak B'Shabbos. The only baked in this tanner in Shabbos, Val Kain. So the only paying him, if they would have baked the whole week in the tanner, and they're paying him for the usage of a complete week, so that is called Schar Shabbos Bahavlo, and that is permissible. But here it's speaking about they only baked in this Tano Shabbos, and they're paying him only for the usage of Shabbos. Avli mofu boy oit shayomim muta lekabobem Schar Shabbos gam kein Bahavlo. So even though they're also paying him for the usage of the tanner in Shabbos, but since this is Bahavlo, that means it's not being paid only for Shabbos, it's paying for the complete week, including Shabbos, this is Mutter. Period. Va'ayin bebir aloche what? So it's Schar Shabbos. He has to pay him for the week, for the usage of the week. Yeah. Va'ayin bebir aloche, dezem mutar afilu lehoya afiye bal kolchoy. Now, bir aloche explains, in Bemison we had this in Seif Simen Reish Mem Gimel, halachically, I'm not permitted to let a goy use my tano in Shabbos. I feel to use it a whole week, including Shabbos. And the reason was because the derech was no one rented out tanurim. So when someone passes by and sees a goy using my tano on Shabbos, so it there's a shad that people think I told him to bake for me on Shabbos. So halachically, I'm not allowed to permit the goy to bake in my tano on Shabbos. Afilu bahavlo. So now he's saying as follows. If he made up with the goy, you can bake the whole week, including Shabbos. So mitzad echad, this agreement was also to make. You weren't allowed to make an agreement with the goy to bake on Shabbos because it's nire kishluchay. It's also. But if you did this, whatever this, fine. You did this. Now he's paying you. So as the issa of schar Shabbos, there's no issa of schar Shabbos because of avlo. As the issa that you made up, he could use your tana. They didn't ask the schar. That's not schar Shabbos. That's a different issa. You weren't allowed to permit him to use your tana because it looks like he's he's your shliach, he's doing it b'shlichuscha. But al tzaris they didn't ask her the money. The whole iser is only for paying for the usage of Shabbos, and since it was bavlo, it's mutter. That's what he says over here. Ayin bebir aloche de zemuta afilu loyhoya afiye bal kolchay. If it was Bahavla, even though he agreed that they could bake on Shabbos, da'av da'osa isure ba'meshe hirsholem, he gave them permission to bake on Shabbos, ochenal, reishim and reishim and gimel, mikol bokim, b'diyavid ein leser schoroi, b'isa b'zeh rak mishimar esayim, b'moshe kosav no b'sayim, So he says, Lav Davke, that the Issa of Schar Shabbos is not because they gave him the bread that was baked in his tanner. Fine. Reish mem vav dinei hashala baskara leini Yehudi b'Shabbos uboy hei sifim sif aleph. Now we're going to see meiridike chidushim. It's irrelevant. If he's giving it to him as a payment for using the tanner on Shabbos, it's also it's irrelevant when he baked it. He's paying him for the usage of the tanner on Shabbos. That's also muta lahashil ulahaskir kelov leine Yehudi. Va'af al pi shu oise behem meloche b'Shabbos. Mibnei she'ein onu mitzuvim al shvisas kelim. Now let us just give a little hakdame to understand what the Mechaber is saying here. There's a halacha muskemes. Ayid is mitzuve al shvisas behemtoy. If I possess a behemoth, I'm not allowed to rent it out to a goy before Shabbos, that the goy should work with it on Shabbos, because I'm mitzuvah al shvisas behemti. I'm mitzuvah to see my behemoth should not work on Shabbos, to do a malacha, to be chayr, whatever the malacha is, to pull a plow. Shvisas behemti. That's Shvisas Kalem. Shvisas Behemtoy is also. Now, Shvisas Kalem, what about Shvisas Kalem? I possess a plow, and I'll do the same thing. I'll rent it out to the goy, and the goy will work with it on Shabbos. So use my plow. There's a machloikis Beishamai in Beisilu. Beishamai holds a yid is mitzuve al shvisas kailov, which is also according to Beis Shammai. We don't paskin like Beis Shammai, so we hold it's mutter. A yid is not mitzuve al shvisas kailov. So memele, that is the first. This is the first part of what the Mechaber says. Mutter lahashil ulahaskir kelov la'ine Yehudi. A person is permitted to lend and to rent out his kelim la'ine Yehudi to a goy. Va'af al pi shohu oise bohem meloche b'Shabbos, and the goy does a meloche with these kelim in Shabbos. This is permissible. Mitnei She'ein onu mitzuvim al shvisas kelim. We don't paskin like Peishamai, and we hold what? We paskin like Peisilo. We don't paskin like Peishamai. So mibnei she'ein onu mitzuvim al shvisas kelim. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Katan Aleph, part of the Mishnah Berurah. Who das horif v'harambam? This halacha is the das horif v'harambam. Usvir lohu, they hold. There's a baraisa. The hod is anya. There's a baraisa that says as follows: Lo yaskir keilov le'eni Yehudi be'erev Shabbos. One is not permitted to rent out his kelim tagoi erev Shabbos. Ubervi b'chamishi muta. But you're allowed to rent out to a goy Wednesday and Thursday. This is a baraisa. Now the shail is, what is pshat in this baraisa? So the Rif in the Rambam hold, pshat in the baraisa is as follows. Humitam shvises kalem. The reason is, al shvises kalem, the osa. In this parais is going according to Beishamai. The svir lohu odom mitzuva al shvisas keilov, kemoi al shvisas behemtoi. So this parais is going according to Beishamai. Now there's a big problem over here. If the parais is going according to Beishamai, so what is the difference between renting it out on Friday or renting it out on Thursday? The baraisa says you're not allowed to rent it out on Friday. You're allowed to rent it to the goy on Thursday. So this is a kash of the rishayim. The rishayim is that's going according to Beis Shammai, and the person is mitzvah shvisas kalov. So it is keli. So why? So what is the difference? So I saw in Tosfos Shabbos. So Tosfos Shabbos says as follows, that they held there's a difference between shvisas kalov and shvisas behemtoi. Shvisas kalov is also min ha-toire if I derive benefit from it. But if I'm not deriving benefit from the avoid of my kalim, it's mutter min ha-toire and it's also min darabona. And in darabona made a difference of a rented out Friday or Wednesday and Thursday. So that is pshat. But this is only going according to Beis Shammai, and we don't paskin like Beis Shammai. That is one mahalach in this baraisa. Avol Beis Hillel svir lohu shvisas kelim ein odom mitzuva olov. There's no iser of shvisas kelim. Umemele, so la loche we paskin like Beis Hillel. Muta lahashil lahaskir kelov afilu be'erev Shabbos. So you're allowed to rent out, lend your kelim afilu be'erev Shabbos. Vafilu kelim sho'isim bahem melochem. That means there's no problem of shvisas kelim. There's no problem my kelim are doing melochis on Shabbos. There's no isah shvisas kelim. Umikol mochem. But one thing we have to understand, gam heim svir lohu, Beis Hillel also holds, the chol hakelim ein heta lahaske rak bahavlo. There's a new shaila. Forget about shvisas kelim. I'm not allowed to get schar Shabbos. I'm not allowed to get a profit from my rechush, from my nechosim, if it is only for Shabbos. This is not, has nothing to do with shvisas kelim. And let us just go off for a minute. We'll see what. Is Negeya. Ladies, didn't bring this down, but let's just mention this right now. If I rent out, he brings down
the shaila. I have a room for rent. I rented four Shabbos. Someone is going to be in my room Shabbos, and I'm renting it to him for $50. So I'm not allowed to get these $50. This is Schar Shabbos. So what's with a hotel? If you rent a room for Shabbos, so what is the heter to pay the hotel, the hotel keeper? So they say there's two heterim. Number one, you don't come in Shabbos, you come 10 minutes before Shabbos. So you have a right to be in the room 10 minutes before Shabbos, 10 minutes Moitzoi Shabbos. So the room was rented, Baflor was rented for Shabbos, and it was also, but it was rented, so the price, whatever the price was, the $50 includes the usage of the room 10 minutes before Shabbos, 10 minutes after Shabbos. So Memele, that's called Bahavloh. I'm giving him $50 for Shabbos and another 20 minutes. So they speak about, but let's speak about an interesante shaila. What'll be if we have, I'm renting it for 3 days, Shabbos and 2 days Yom Tov. Schar Yom Tov is also us. No, the Shabbos, I came 10 minutes before Shabbos, so that's my loss. But if I rent it for Yom Tov, it's irrelevant when you rented it, it's what you're paying for. If you pay, so he spins down the case. If I'm only renting it for Yom Tov, I'm just going to sleep there Yom Tov, let's say. I'm going to sleep there the first day Yom Tov. So whatever I'm paying him, it's only Schar Shabbos or Bischar Yom Tov. There's no Havlo over here. I'm coming into a hotel. I'm going to be there one day. Shabbos, I have a place where to be. The second day Yom Tov, I have a place where to be. I need one day. The first day Yom Tov, I have to be in the hotel. That is a problem. That's a big problem. But he says, if you're eating, that's a problem. That's Schar Shabbos. We have a problem. But if I'm eating there that day Yom Tov, so he's giving me food. For the food, he doesn't have to give me, he doesn't support me. So the food that it costs him, I have to pay him the food. I'm adding on the costs and the frills of it. He cooked it, it does. But since I'm not paying him, that means I'm not paying him only for the room. I'm paying him for the food I'm eating. So the food, that's called Avlo, and this is Mutter. So
you enumerate the day, something wanted to do the
If I'm paying for all days, it's a package deal. It's not a chilek if you enumerate. If it's a separate schiris for each day and there's no obligation for the other day, then it's like a separate days. But if it's a package deal, so then it's a blah.
Why would it be a blah if it's, let's say, the food is also
Yeah. I'm allowed to pay him for the food. It's his food.
It's his food.
So I'm paying him for the food plus. Yeah, but it's his food. That's not called Schar Shabbos. That's not Schar Shabbos. He has food that costs him $10. That's not called, so he's getting Schar. But because he's paying for the food, so that's his money. Yeah, and that'll be matter. So that'll be matter Bavlo. Okay, so now just let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. So again, we paskin according to Beis Hillel. We pass according to Beis Hillel that you're allowed to rent. Mikol makim gam hein svilu dechol hakelim ein heter lahaskir rak pavlo. avloy al Shabbos lechut, afilu imaskiram b'tchilas haShavua. It doesn't matter when the schiras is, but if it's being rented only for Shabbos, the zehavis chal Shabbos. Ochemoy shekosav achakach lefi hayesh aimrin. Shas Shabbos has nothing to do with the machlokes of Beishami b'silu. Okay, so this is the first day. So the first day is speaking about I'm allowed to rent out my kelim to a guy. He's working with the kelim on Shabbos. There's no iser of shvisas kelim, and it's bahavla. So there's a heta gomel. V'yesh oimren. It's a moire de kechidish. And the chiddush is we paskin like this also. Amar the kechiddush. The chaylim sha'oisim v'hem melache. If I rent him kalim sha'oisim v'hem melache kegoin machrisha uchayitze bo. I'm lending him a plow. I'm lending him a pot. I'm renting him a pot. He's going to cook with on Shabbos. So I'm renting him a keli that he's going to do work with on Shabbos. Also, you're not allowed to rent halaloche. You're not allowed to rent to the goy this keli Friday to cook with on Shabbos. I feel it's bavlo Shabbos Sunday Monday, but you're renting it on Friday. He's going to start using it Shabbos. There's an issa to rent it. You're not allowed to rent it him Friday that he should do a melacha with it Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, but you're renting it him on Friday. So the second day you hold this baraisa we had just mentioned, there's a baraisa that says you're not allowed to rent to a goy. You're not allowed to rent to a goy. This is la aloche. Afilo according to Beiselo, not allowed to rent to a goy. A keli shoyse by meloche. Erev Shabbos, on Thursday and Wednesday you're allowed. We don't know the reason why. Ubilvat. But and that what we said that you're allowed to rent it to him Wednesday, Thursday. Again, the guy's going to mention Schar Shabbos. Afilo, he rented it to him Thursday. So, but he has to make sure it's not only rented for Shabbos, it's rented for Shabbos and Sunday. But if he rented to him on Friday, Afilo Shabbos and Sunday is also us. Period. We don't know the reason yet, but let's just learn the halacha. But to lend him a keli on Friday that he's going to use on Shabbos, muter afilu be'erev Shabbos. So there's a difference between renting and lending. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. So we're in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah. Va'ayesh oimrim. This yesh oimrim hu das rav rabbeinu yoinah. Da'ach beraisa loy osra mishum shvisas kelim. The beraisa is not al shvisas kelim ele kikuli al me'osyes, going according to everyone. Va'hatam. So why is it osra? We learn a murder kechidish. The Shemaisa Be'erev Shabbos as a Kalim Shaisa Melocheben, I give him a Kalim Erev Shabbos, which he does, he's going to do melacha with his keli on Shabbos. The Eini Yehudi Yaseh Bohem Miyad B'Shabbos. I gave him a plow. I gave him a plow. Erev Shabbos. Shabbos, he takes the plow. He goes to his field. He's plowing. That means, but right after the rental, right, Shabbos, he's going to plow already. Nira, it looks. It looks like he's plowing for the Yid, like the, even though he's plowing his field, it looks like he's doing this for the Yid. Also, it looks like I told him to plow for me on Shabbos. He's plowing bishlichusoy. It's awesome. It looks like he's plowing for me. Fine. We can elaborate. Af al gav the besimin reish nun beis siv beis ise the shori liten oireis la abdon im chashecha. This is a shame of shemayim. I'm allowed to give a goy oireis leather. He should be ma'abed the leather. I'm allowed to give a cleaner clothing erev Shabbos. He should clean the clothing. And it's, I didn't tell him he should give it to me Meitzoy Shabbos. I told him I need it back Monday. I give him my shirts Erev Shabbos. He takes the shirts, he goes and he cleans them in Shabbos. This is Mutter. This is Mutter. I gave him Oireis and he does it in Shabbos. It's Mutter. There, now let's just appreciate the kasha. It's l'chayre, according to our cycle, it's 20 times worse. I'm giving him the shirts he should wash. You don't have to wash it on Shabbos. I need it Monday. Fine. The heter is, I didn't tell him to wash on Shabbos. That's what he has to give me a wash shirt on Monday. He's a kablin. That's what he's doing it. Why he's doing it on Shabbos? Because Sunday he wants to do something else. So the Dawud is washing my shirt on Shabbos. He's not washing it for me. He's washing it for himself. He's washing it for himself. So even though between you and me, he's washing it for himself, but the mice said the shirt is being washed for me also. I mean, I need a washer, but that, no. That's called the malachah that is being done on Shabbos is adaita de nafshe, it's for himself. He decided to do it on Shabbos. I didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos. He's doing it for himself. This is, this is mutter. This is mutter. Let's first finish the Mishnah Berurah. So this is mutter. This is mutter. I rent him a plow. He's not doing anything for me. I'm getting rent for the plow. And here, people are going to say, that you see, that what he's plowing on Shabbos, he's doing it for you. So the cash is shayma shamayim. Here he's not doing anything for me. I'm getting money for his usage. And here people will say that he's doing it bishlichusi. And when I give him a shirt to wash, it's mutter, because adaita de nafshei kovid. So we have to understand it's moyedik. How do we understand this? That's pshat in the kasha. I gave him a price. He's gonna take a dollar a shirt and finish, and he can do whatever he wants. Shani Hosam. There it is different. Shein Rebach Li Israel Bamer Shein Yudi Oise Bishab. Shabbos. The Yid is not gaining anything from the work of the Goy, but he's doing it on Shabbos. He's not gaining anything. So the Yid is not gaining anything. The Goy is doing it adaita denafshei. So he says, so it's nothing to do with the Yid. It's, we don't say it looks like he's doing it for the Yid, because the Yid isn't gaining anything from this, and the Goy is doing it adaita denafshei. Avol bischiras kelim yadua hu shim yasni meini yehudi sheyish bois bakelim b'shabbos. Imagine a guy came over to Yid and he told him, I want to rent your plow for 5 days. So the Yid will tell him, I'll rent it to you for 5 days, but Shabbos you shouldn't work with it. He'll tell him such a thing. So the guy says, I can't work for the Shabbos. I'll just tell you, so I'm going to pay you less. I'm not going to pay you a 5 day rental if you tell me I can't work with the Shabbos. So when he's giving him a 5 day rental, it's because he can work on the Shabbos. So the Yid is gaining from this that the guy is working with the Shabbos, because he's paying him a rental for Shabbos now. So from this melacha, the Yid is being malviyah. That's true. The guy is working not for the Yid. He's working for himself. But since the Yid is malviyah from this melacha, he's getting rent from this melacha, and it's simultaneous. He rents it to him on Friday, right away on Shabbos. On Shabbos he's working. So there, somehow, Chazal said, since the Yid is deriving benefit from the melacha that the guy is doing on Shabbos, it looks like the guy is doing this melacha b'shlichus HaYisrael, and it is also. Period. A moiradik Kiddush. Only Erev Shabbos, because then we put two and two together. Hilka, kivish yeshrebech liso b'meshe keilim niskoy metzini b'spomit. Voise b'melacha b'shabbos. Merzi kishluche shal Yisrael. Ma'ashe ein ken shemoyse loy b'vi v'chamishim mutem. Ve'mischazi kulag b'shkishluchay. I gave it to him Thursday. People don't somehow attach the plowing on Shabbos to what was done Wednesday and Thursday. But if the plowing on Shabbos was right after the Schiris on Friday, so then it looks like it's Bishlichu Shela Yisrael, and it's also Chiyotze boy, not only a plow, Kegain Rechayim V'chol Kliyumnes V'ayim B'prime Godim Duwadin Kelim Shein Oysem Ba'atzma Melocha. That means a plow or a Rechayim, they do a Melocha, they're grinding, they're plowing, which is one of the Lamatas Melochas. But also a Keli that is done in the Keli a Melocha, Kegain Gigish HaSheikh Nasaboy, a barrel that you make beer, oy kedeira shemabashlimbo, the cholka ay gavne, kivin sha'al koponim, hain yuda oysa behem malachim, a malach is being done with this keli that the Yid rented to him, and the Yid is deriving benefit from this malach. So Chazal asked that this should be done because it looks like it's being done b'shlichus HaYisrael. Merzik ishluchus HaYisrael. V'loi bo harav Rabbeinu Yoina mutei elik shemaske loy cholik v'talis. If I'll rent him a shirt, a beged, a chai gavne, eize kli she'ein oimid lasis bo meloche, the muta lahaske loy afilu b'erev Shabbos. That's the issa. Bahav lo avol litos cha Shabbos luch Afil bechli shein oisim by meloche, oishemaskil loy cheder lo dabei. That's the din we say. I'll rent him a room. Also lekula alma. If it's not pavlo, cheshmoy isboy lekamu besimin shinvav sivdalit. Schar Shabbos is also. Now let's just finish the mechaber and the Rama. Olahashaloy mutal afil be'erev Shabbos. But if I'm lending a goy a plow, so since I'm not the deriving any benefit from this shaila, so then it doesn't look like he's doing it b'shlichusi. V'chein, now let us see the Rama. V'chein iker kisvor achoyne, we paskin like the Rabbeinu Yoyne. Umut lahashloi be'erev Shabbos, af al gav shemasne sheni Yehudi, yachzer v'yashloi, v'lemrin b'chai gavne dahave kisviris. So the Rama just said like this: if I rent the goy erev Shabbos a plow, and I tell him, I'm renting you this plow, and for 5 days, so it's also because it looks, since I'm deriving benefit from this rental, and it was Erev Shabbos, it looks like the guy is plowing for me. When he plows on Shabbos, he's plowing for me. But what if I tell the guy like this? Listen, I'm lending you my plow now, but on the condition that you should lend me your car on Tuesday. So between you and me, it's also, he's lending him the plow, he's lending him the car. Lemaise, between you and me, it's schiris. It's also schiris. But this they didn't ask. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah. Lahashalai the kivin sha'ain revach li Yisrobim lechas and yudi lemrini shluch yulize. Valkem mutalashla fuliyim shabbos lechut. Afilukem shas and yudi melochabem. Fuliyamrinim. But if he told them, I'm lending you this, hainu sha'af al pishain mashilai chinom. He's not lending him l'shem mitzvah, ki im b'schar, there's a schiris, sheyashilenu achakein. He should lend him later something else. Mikol mokin, kim lehave b'derech schiris mamish, loy me'etin loy kachedesha teshileini kli shalchom. It wasn't said, b'loshin shal schiris, it says, you do this, and you lend me this, shori. Vayim bir aloche, that the aloche explains this.
What?
I won't explain it so good because.
Is it
no, this isn't. What?